So now it's time to take some ABC data. We've already defined the behavior and we've decided how we're gonna measure it. Now we're getting to the fun stuff. Whether you have been taking ABC data for years and you are a pro at it, or you honestly don't know what ABC stands for yet, I encourage you to watch this whole video because this step is really important. This is where we figure out all the good stuff. And there are some great tips that I'm ready to share on how you can make this process easier. And remember, behavior changes about your team. So later in this module, we'll be talking about how to work with your team to teach the best strategies for collecting ABC data. And I wanna make it the most efficient and effective as possible for you. This can be time consuming to take, so I want you to kind of get the biggest bang for your buck with any data collection system that you set up. So this process of taking baseline and ABC data starts before any new interventions or strategies are implemented. When I do a full day behavior change workshop for a school district or a conference in the middle of the year, I say this like 500 times. You do not get to go to work tomorrow and try all of these new interventions and strategies. I know it's tempting. You've got a whole new tool bag full of tricks and you want to use them. But we have to put a pause in that and wait a minute. Remember back in lesson one, how I tried to scare you into doing the FBA process by saying you might unintentionally making things worse if you just pick a strategy at random? That still holds true. So you want to carry on with business as usual. This doesn't mean just ignore the behavior or just, you know, kind of do nothing. Keep with the strategies you were already using. If you were using a timeout procedure, use that. If you were redirecting behavior, do that. Do whatever you would typically do at this stage. So we want to really figure out what's going on with everything the same as it's always been. And then we're going to review that data to figure out a starting off point for our interventions. Remember, the point of the FBA, the functional behavior assessment, is two things: to figure out the why and determine if improvement has been made. So this step right now is really important because it's gonna help us figure out the why, and it's also gonna give us that baseline point to know where we're starting before we add in the intervention. Now there's two stages of behavior data. The first stage is ABC data, which we're gonna be talking about right now. This is where we would determine why the behavior is happening so you can select the correct intervention. The next stage is ongoing behavior data. We'll be talking about that in the next module. We want to continue to take data to know if progress has been made, but we're going to tweak the way we take behavior to make it easier to do on an ongoing basis. This ABC data is a stage. We're only doing this for a little bit. We're taking enough ABC data until we can figure out our best guess as to why the behavior is happening. I get asked a lot, how long should I take ABC data for? And it's the standard special ed answer. Well, depends on the kid. And then I give my standard BCBA answer, depends on the data. You want to collect enough data so you can see a trend. If the behavior is happening very frequently, many times a day, honestly, you may have to take less data because you're going to be able to see trends more quickly if a behavior is only happening every few days or something like that. So ABC, let's break this down, whether this is brand new or something you've known for a long time. A is the antecedent, what happened before the behavior. B is the behavior. C is the consequence, what happened after. So let's look at the antecedent. We want to look at the whole environment and note the day and the time to see if there's any trends related to time of the day. So you want to think about, what was the child doing? Who was around? Where is the child? When did this occur? What was the noise level? Was the demand presented? Item taken away? Was the child alone? So really look at that whole context when identifying the antecedents. Then the behavior. Guess what, guys? You've already done this step. This was lesson one. This is where your behavior definition gets plopped right in. And you finish this step up by lesson two. You've decided if you're going to use frequency or duration. So this is where you will be counting how many times that behavior happens or how long that behavior happens for. Next, the consequence. I want you to rethink the word consequence. Like the old school, like there's going to be consequences for that. A consequence is anything planned or unplanned. There's really a consequence for most behaviors, even if it's not something you're adding to the situation. It's anything that happens after the behavior. What changed? What did an adult, other student, or child do after the behavior? So let's determine the ABCs. So let's do a little practice here. The behavior here is quieting her voice or stopping talking. After you watch the video, let's identify what the antecedent and what the consequence is for this behavior. So here we are looking at Penny's behavior.
Anime. You know, I knew a girl in high school named Anna Mae. Anna Mae Fletcher. She was born with one nostril. Then she had this bad nose job and basically wound up with three.
You're here a lot now.
Oh, am I talking too much? I'm sorry. Zip.
Thank you. Chocolate?
Yes, please. You know what? Hold on. Let me take this in the hall. You'll never guess who they got to replace.
So the behavior of quieting her voice or stopping talking was what we were looking at. So let's do the easy one first. The easy one here is the consequence. What happened after Penny quieted her voice or stopped talking? She got a chocolate, right? Now, what was the antecedent? What happened before? Think specifically about the second time she quieted her voice or stopped talking, meaning the phone rang and then she left, so she was removing her talking. What happened right before that? It was really the presence of Sheldon. Sheldon kind of gave her a look, right? That was like, hey, remember? So he's signaling that chocolate's available. If Sheldon wasn't there, do you think she would have left the room? Probably not. So the antecedent here was the presence of Sheldon. I like this example because the antecedent isn't so obvious. You have to think about it a little bit. So when we're taking ABC data in the classroom, you want to identify the antecedents and the consequences when behaviors happen. The key is to utilize this info. We will be talking a lot more about this in this module. So to make this process easier, assign specific data times if the behavior's super frequent. This might not be something you can do all day, every day. Make it a team effort. Lesson 7 of this module is all about how to train your team on taking ABC data. And be sure to keep the data sheets accessible, as behaviors can happen at any point throughout the day. Now, I have walked into many a classroom where a teacher has handed me 3 spiral notebooks filled with anecdotal logs of ABC data. And believe me, I used to be that teacher too. I didn't know another way to take ABC data, so I just wrote diary entry after diary entry. And guess what? It took forever, and there was honestly no point in doing it. Because never on a Friday afternoon did I think, I'm gonna go home and unwind with my ABC data. It was hard to read through and really figure out a trend. The point of ABC data is to use it. And if you're not gonna use it, which anecdotal logs rarely are, there's really no point. I much prefer a summary or a checklist version. And guess what? I have 5 amazing summary and checklist versions for you with this video. And they're all editable, so you can change, add, do whatever you need to do to make this super functional for your student. So the checklist versions I like are something that I can quickly select the antecedent, quickly select the consequence, note how many behaviors happened, how long the behavior happened. This process, first of all, is quick. This doesn't take a lot of time. And when we're like post-behavior, we don't have a lot of time to spare, right? You can't have a kid like mid-tantrum, like, hold on, don't punch me a second, let me write this down. No, this has to be quick. And then this is easy to utilize. You can quickly look through a checklist style data sheet and see the common trends. See, oh wow, there's typically always transitions before this behavior, or there's always, the child's always alone. And we're gonna talk a lot more about how to analyze this ABC data coming up. So there's a few other variations included in our set. We've got this style checklist. We also do have a little combo checklist and anecdotal data if you can't quite let go of that anecdotal data yet. So remember, my present to you is the downloads with this video. Those data sheets are some of my all-time favorite. When I switched from doing anecdotal ABC data to checklist style ABC data, I mean, I'm not gonna say it was life-changing, but it almost was life-changing because it was so much easier and it was so much more effective. So utilize those data sheets. I'm giving you guys all of the editable versions as well so you can tweak them, change them, put your own behaviors in, and really make them something that can make a big impact on your classroom. Next up, we'll be talking about functions of behavior, taking a quick detour before we talk about analyzing our ABC data. So stay tuned for that.